The nature of women and men when they sad, when they are sad, confused, uncertain, and don't know what to do, they go to a place familiar with them. The only thing they want to do is to make them at ease to that place and don't want to think or preoccupied with sadness. They want to go to their own comfort zone, the place wherein they are at peace and to enjoy things they are acquainted with. This was in the mind of Peter when he went back to fishing, the work he loved. He wanted to do the things he was familiar with to relax his mind, his sadness, and despair. After what happened to Jerusalem, abandoning Jesus by fleeing in the Garden of Gethsemane, his denial, and hiding throughout Jesus' passion, he wanted to forget it through fishing, and the other apostles joined them. This was also the right timing and occasion for Jesus to renew the apostles' commitment to him, strengthening them and assuring them that he is truly risen. Jesus' first call to Peter was during Peter's casting of net to fish. And this was also the circumstance Jesus called Peter again. So when was the last time Peter was commanded to let down his net after a futile night of fishing? It was at the beginning of Jesus' ministry in Galilee when the Lord dramatically approached Peter in his fishing boat after a futile night of fishing and commanded him to lower his nets. After that miraculous catch, Jesus told Peter that he would be catching people for the kingdom of God. Now Jesus repeats the same miracle. John, the beloved disciple, is the first to recognize the Lord. And Peter impulsively leaps from the boat and runs to the Lord. Jesus Christ accepted Peter and his apostles in spite of what happened. Jesus' action and concern gave the apostles strength and reinvigorate their faith to their master and Lord. This is what Jesus likes us to do also. Even if we sinned against him, despised and abandoned him, he would always come to us, forgives us, and loves us. So, my dear brothers and sisters, by his smiling invitation to have breakfast with him, he showed his unbroken friendship towards them that they had abandoned at the time of his passion. The Lord is always inviting us like that. Even if we have failed in our friendship to him, he invites us to start afresh and cast our nets in a different direction. Our relationship with him is full of hope, and that Easter is when we recognize Him again on the shore of our lives, calling us to follow where He is leading us. So, my dear brothers and sisters, Peter knew that Jesus would forgive and love him. That's why he ran to him. So, like Peter, let us also run to Jesus when we encounter problems, trials, frustrations, setbacks, and disappointments, most especially when we sinned and go against Him. And Jesus will always be ready to renew us in faith, to love us more, and to give us fresh hope to start anew. So let us come to Jesus, the risen Lord. He will give us the grace and blessing we need today and always. So the risen Lord will always give us hope. So let us come to Jesus.